B-Pod Studios.
Florida and straight to the islands of the Bahamas, where you'll relax surrounded by white sand beaches and turquoise blue waters. Enjoy Nassau, Bahamas and Royal Caribbean's private island, Coco Cay. Be a part of Eagles-themed activities with your favorite Eagles players and alumni day and night, on board and on the beach. When you use code FAN200, you'll receive a $200 Chickies and Pete's gift card and VIP passes for you and a guest to enjoy not one, but two private meet and greet parties, one on board the ship and one on the beach. Visit PhiladelphiaEaglesCruise.com and use code FAN200.
Keeps coming. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm going to just rip this Band-Aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you, and I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with Purple today by texting NAP to 84888. Get in on major bundle savings with Purple's President's Day sale. Save up to $350 on a mattress and sleep bundle. Bundle up and save big when you text NAP to 84888. That's keyword NAP to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
Whether you're popping the question on Valentine's Day or later this year, don't miss Benari Jewelers' first ever diamond engagement ring event. Get 20% off some of our finest rings, including those from top designers. You'll find the ring of her dreams ready the same day. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 36 months with approved credit. 20% off select rings now through February 13th at Benari Jewelers in Exon and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Comcast Business gives you the bandwidth you need to power all your devices. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Offers 3-1-20, restrictions apply, not available in all areas. New business customers only, limited to Comcast Business internet, 200 megabits per second, and one mobility voice line internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second after first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required, early termination fee applies, equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Insurance fraud follows a familiar plot, like the guy without insurance who wrecks his car.
Oh, no.
And then really starts going down the wrong road.
Oh, man, I'm not insured. Wait, I'll get insurance and report the claim later.
Wondering what happens next?
Cool. Told a couple lies, problem solved.
Don't worry. Investigators have seen this scheme before. It's called a crash and buy, and that guy will get caught. Over the last 5 years, Pennsylvania's insurance fraud investigators have made 2,200 arrests, with convictions resulting for more than 1,000 individuals. Those convicted have paid more than $15 million in restitution and $4 million in fines, penalties, and court costs. So don't be that guy. Suspicious claims get investigated and prosecuted. Know the risks. Know the penalties. To learn more, visit HelpStopFraud.org. A message to consumers from the Pennsylvania Insurance Fraud Prevention Authority.
The voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Home of the Sixers and Flyers.
Three o'clock hour. An interesting development has just happened. It's funny because a guy asked me this question on email yesterday. Anyway, it's the Mike Misnelli Show. It's the 3 o'clock hour. And 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corvalese Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie, hoagie, party tray has ever been as good. A guy asked me yesterday, can the XFL sign football players before the NFL requirement that they have to have 2 years of college in? Three years of college, from the day they enter college. So they could actually play 2 years if they redshirted 1 year. And I said, the NFL probably has an agreement with them. Well, as it turns out, Oliver Luck, who's Andrew Luck's pop, who is the commissioner of the XFL, just said that the league is open to signing college freshmen and sophomores.
He says they haven't tipped there, but they do have the ability to do so.
I am stunned that the NFL, with as many lawyers as they have, did not plan for this contingency and make some kind of a contractual agreement by compensating the XFL to not have that. I'm stunned by that.
The NFL doesn't take those other leagues seriously, and they didn't. And to the point where there were certain players in the XFL who had signed with the XFL that the NFL wanted, and XFL put in their contracts, if you sign with us for this year one, you couldn't play in the NFL. Because I think the Eagles wanted a kick returner, because you know they didn't have, they had what you call a returning punts. They wanted a punt returner, but he was signed with the XFL, so they couldn't bring him over. So the XFL, they're looking at the NFL as competitors.
Wow, that's stunning, because you know this is gonna suck some players in. Now, this is the Herschel Walker thing all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Herschel Walker with the, who, by the way, was signed by one Donald Trump.
Yeah.
In New Jersey Generals right out of college, in a major bidding war there. So, listen, it all depends on whether players want to take that chance and play in that league instead of just waiting, developing, and getting chosen by the better league.
Yes, but the other thing that they could do is, let's say you're a freshman and your parents are in a really bad way.
Mm-hmm.
You could sign a 2-year deal with the XFL, play 2 years against guys that are as good as college players, not as good as NFL players.
And then go to the NFL.
And then you could go to the NFL kind of on time, but I have enough money. I'm saying your mom's on welfare. You know, mm-hmm. I'm talking about, that's the kids. I don't think it'll do the mainstream middle class kids, but I think the kids that are, if you make an impact as a true freshman and your parents are poor, why not make six figures? Help them out.
Are you going to make six figures in this league?
Yes.
You are?
The better players are. Yeah.
All right.
And this time, Vince McMahon is a rich man. Say what you want about him. If you don't care about wrestling, but he's rich. Uh-huh. And he's made a financial commitment. And he actually buttoned up his TV deals, unlike that other league. And they actually sell some tickets, unlike that other AA whatever league.
All right. Now, if the NFL does not want this to happen, they probably can go to court and ask for an injunction to prevent this.
How?
Because here's the rationale, and I know this because of the Maurice Claret versus the NFL case. One of the major factors in that case that made the court side with the NFL not to have these players come in early from their college career was a public safety rationale, where they said these kids who are freshmen aren't physically ready to play in this kind of a league. They're going to get hurt. Public policy, public safety rationale. Now, they could use that from that case to get an injunction until it's all sorted out to prevent this from happening temporarily. It's a legal option. Listen, the NFL has better lawyers than me, but I guarantee you that they're being talked about. That kind of thing is being talked about to stop this kind of thing.
But the difference is this time you got a guy with real money who could counter with his good lawyers.
Yeah, but you
still... Correct didn't have the best of the best.
No, but it's stare decisis. It's a legal rationale has been handed down. So it is already in place that's a rationale that was accepted by the courts.
But I also thought
you can use that against them.
It was collectively bargained with the Players Association, too. The XFL don't have a Players Association that bargained anything.
The collective bargaining agreement can be overwrought when it's matters like public safety and things like that. So that had to be part of the rationale. They used collective bargaining as their main argument. But the judges weren't buying that until they came out with, well, listen, you're going to get these players injured, and this is why we have this rule. It's a public safety. And at that point, a court can't really come against that. So that's a strong argument for them. If they want to do that, we'll see what happens. All right, let's go Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike. How's it going, buddy?
What's up, Drew?
Good, man. Just wanted to chime in. As a couple of people have been saying already, you know, I thought Brett Brown did a really good job last night with his arrangements and the way he, you know, didn't start Horford, used his guys, and manipulated the minutes. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that type of game plan moving forward. But here's a question for you, Mike, and mm-hmm. this is something that you gotta explain to me, like I'm a 9-year-old or something. Here is why are we so darn good at home, And on the road, for some reason, it just is such a different game.
Because you got to play harder on the road because all factors are against you. And if you're not playing relentless basketball like they played last night, chances are you're not going to have the advantage on the road.
But I can see that so much more with the Sixers team than like, I mean, when I think of other sports and, you know, playing on the road as it being, you know, a hindrance, you know, just with basketball, I don't see playing on the road as much as a
detriment. Why?
I don't know.
Let's look at it this way.
Baseball stadiums can vary. I mean, you know,
there's a lot of energy in that building, right? You're at home. That energy triggers your adrenaline a lot more.
Okay.
That's basically it. I mean, that's why, like, home field advantage in football is so important, right? It's an energy
sound field. Noise.
Well, that's energy, though. That sound that comes from a home crowd is energy.
Energies, right? Yeah, that makes sense. All right, I'll buy that.
All right, would you like a general knowledge question?
Absolutely, Michael.
Okay, where did we leave it? Did we leave it with the U.S.? What was the last one?
I think you're on general knowledge.
Oh, books is the last one? Okay, this is general knowledge then. What part of the body can suffer from cirrhosis?
Yeah. I don't know this, but one day maybe the liver.
It is the liver. Hold on a second. You qualify for the tickets. The liver. Not the liver. The liver. I'll tell you liver. Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Mike, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, it's so much to talk about this game last night, but I want to talk about two things that I saw last night because there's just so many things to talk about. The MB play, there was a play where he was under the basket, and he had Smart, and he had what's his name? I can't think of the guy's name. Anyway, he had three guys on him, Paul George and Leonard on him. And that's when they couldn't stop him. And Smart had the nerve to...
Who's Smart?
On the next play. Is not his name Smart?
Who?
Smart.
Marcus Morris?
Marcus Morris. They couldn't stop him, so on the next play, he tried to throw up this bank shot where Embiid swatted off the backboard. But he just another play that I want to talk about, Thibault, he did hit a key three-point shot, Mike, near the end. I agree with you about only giving them 10 to 15 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he did hit a key 3-point shot last night.
Yeah, I get it. He sometimes will make a shot. But we're talking about the starting lineup. Right, he's a defensive replacement, is what
I'm
he
not,
is.
I'm not saying starting. I didn't say starting.
Well, he's going to get. I mean, that's what we're talking about. The question was, why wouldn't you start Thibault? And I go, well, he's not offensively gifted enough.
He's
off the bench defensive side.
I'm good. Keep him there, and keep Robinson. Starting, yes.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Oh, okay. I was just saying that there was so many things to talk about the game last night, I'd like Thibault shooting a three near the end, and MB can be unstoppable. We all know they got to do a better job of getting him the ball when he's under the basket.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question about Thibault. In the really hot moments of the game in the fourth quarter, do you want him shooting a 3-pointer?
No.
All right. No, it's because he's not that yet. What he is a good defensive player that you can play 15 minutes a game. That's cool.
Right. 10 minutes. Yes.
All right. That's all. All right. We're in agreement. Let's go Oscar Best Actors for you. You a movie guy?
Yeah, somewhat.
All right. Let's go with 2016. The movie was The Revenant. Who won the Best Actor Oscar?
I don't know, Mike.
Oh, man. Well, that was Natalie's fave.
My man's Leonardo.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. And I bet you were all excited when Brad Pitt's in his acceptance speech. Leo, buddy, I'll ride your coattails any day of the week.
Yeah. Oh, sigh, Leo. I'm out of his age bracket now.
Tyrone's grimacing. You anti-Leo?
No, I'm not. I'm not anti-Leo. I'm not.
But is Brad Pitt
to me,
greater than Leo DiCaprio?
For me.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
That's an interesting question. I don't know how I would answer that.
I think the body of work.
Leo's body of work
is more.
I mean, they say that, but here,
it's more in depth.
People say that. Here's the. I also look at, when I look at an actor, I look at whether or not I want to hang out with you. I don't want to hang out with Leo.
Why?
What's the problem with Leo?
I don't know. I feel like he pontificated about a lot of stuff. I just want to have a beer.
So, if it was
Brad, I would want to hang out with.
So, how about Joaquin Phoenix and
no. Leo? No. Leo is like.
Leo Joaquin too. Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you see him in that video of Coachella when he was dancing?
Who?
Leo?
Yeah, he's.
Would you hang out with Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Would you hang out with Brad Pitt if Joaquin Phoenix had to come along?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd still hang with him. Because I want Brad Pitt to me is that cool. Going from way back. I think hanging with Brad Pitt, I think, would be a good time. And I would tolerate Joaquin.
I don't
want to hang out with.
Tyrone would give Joaquin Phoenix the Tyrone look.
Yeah, he would. You'd be like, what? Yeah. So we're not having chocolate milk at dinner? Is that what you're saying? No milk here?
What are you talking about?
All right. Okay.
Get this guy away from me.
What are you talking about?
I make him sit on the other side of Brad. Brad sit in the middle at the bar, like it'd be like Brad in the middle and then me. I'm not sitting next to him.
Brad, I'm going to sit on your left. Is that okay?
Yeah, because I can't have this guy next to me. I can't get this guy away from me.
I'm sorry, I'm going to go, oh, this move.
It'd be a problem.
Can a brother just get a glass of milk?
Can a brother?
Get another seat.
Come on. Can I get a Jack? Give me a shot of Jack. And give him something else.
Oh, it's going to Joe in Voorhees. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
I want to give credit where credit's due. It took 55 games for Coach Brown to finally coach a good game last night.
Wow, look at that. So he didn't coach any good games. All those good wins they had this year at home, he didn't coach any of those?
Come on, man.
I'm just asking. They beat the Bucks. Okay. Remember that memorable Bucks game? Did he coach that game or what?
Come on.
Well, I'm asking you a question. That's like their sixth big win at home against a good team. Isn't it? Am I wrong?
Yeah, but just everybody was in the right place. Everybody flowed off each other.
Okay, I got you. Last night I thought he coached a great game. He also had a better rotation last night because he had better talent on the floor available to him.
Exactly. And I mean, everybody wanted them big names at the free agent sign to see, and I think them two signings are big.
You know, I don't want to hurt your point here, but the Sixers are the only team in the NBA to beat the top four seeds in both conferences.
Hey, I like that.
All right, but you're ripping the coach, though.
Nah,
finally coached a good game. I gave you a stat there.
I'm calling to give him credit.
Oh, you're not. You're sniffing the credit at the side of your mouth. That's what you're doing.
What I'm saying is you got to back it up. That's all.
Okay, I got you.
You got to continue it.
That's not what you said, though. You said, finally, he coached a good game. That's what you said, right?
Right.
You were overstating it a little bit.
Last night, feel like a 90s
baby. I got you. I'm just messing with you here. You know what I'm saying is they've had a couple of really good wins at home against good teams. You can't take that away from them. So
that's 25-2 at home. You got to do it on the road too.
I get it, but he's coaching at home too, isn't he? That's a pretty good record for a coach at home.
And that score last night didn't really tell the tale of like what really went down. If Landry Shamet doesn't go off, That score is a lot bigger.
Well, but if Paul George plays better, the score's not bigger. I mean, it all balances out. Paul George had a horrible night.
True. And you guys are talking about the minutes, too. I mean, Burks only had 12 minutes. So, you know, Korkmaz only had 23. So, you know, that's going to change.
Yeah. Well, he had 23. That's like 15 more minutes than he should have had last night.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. He was just lost.
Yeah,
that's pretty much a rookie. You know what I mean? I know it's a sophomore year, but
so, Tyrone. Yesterday I was 101-1. I'm now 102-0. Apparently, all right. So you gotta rub that off. You gotta take that L off me. All right, man. You ready for our general knowledge question?
Go for it.
All right, here we go. U.S. states by clue. Okay.
the top apple producer in the United States is what state?
I'm going to go California.
Incorrect. California is not the correct answer. See, the apples need a little bit of autumn.
Is it Washington?
It is Washington.
Well, yeah, that in here.
So we talk about California, we talk about the warm weather fruit, like the peach.
Citrus, yeah.
Oh.
Or the citrus, more Florida, but the peach, the nectarine, the plum.
They thought they had the orange trees out there.
No, that's so, Florida. Yeah,
no, Magic City.
Well, yeah, California's got the oranges, too.
Do they have pineapples?
In California?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Where they come from?
Hawaii?
Hawaii?
Yeah, Hawaii.
Is that it?
It's more of a tropical situation. Florida, maybe.
Huh.
Florida, tropical. I don't know. Maybe California does. California produces everything because of the weather, but you need a little, the apple can grow in the chillier temperatures.
Yeah. See, that's where if things don't work out here, I'm in apple country.
You going to move to Washington?
Pacific Northwest, Oregon.
Yeah, you said that before, and we talked about this, Tyrone, the outdoorsman. You going to have like the wading boots?
No.
With the suspenders, with a fly hat on?
Oh, and do some fishing? I fish.
I mean, I think I'll use this fly.
Yeah, I do that.
Hook that up.
Yeah, I'm not.
Come on, man.
Look,
come
on, stop. I'm not doing any farming.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard you say.
Why?
And you're going to be a Pacific Northwest guy.
Yeah,
there's nothing about you that says Pacific Northwest.
Look, it's a tough world out here in Philadelphia. Right now,
all right,
Elizabeth, people are accepting
me. Let's go a little trout fishing today.
I would do some
fishing.
Oh,
wait. The salmon are leaping.
Oh,
shh.
I love salmon. You know that?
Yeah, there you go.
You love eating it.
Yeah.
Me in wading boots.
He'll be catching his own.
Catching my own. Stop. Who knows? That's where I'd have to go. Listen, this city, you've been very, see, not just luck, but I'm saying you've had longevity in this area.
Yeah.
I only hope to have the longevity.
Mm-hmm.
If they jettison me like they have many, many others, then I have to find a way to make a living. I can go out there. I can still make a living and live in a nice climate away from this city.
What are you going to do to make a living in Washington? What are you going
to
do?
I live closer to Seattle and then drive in.
Oh, you're still going to be a radio dude?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be Seattle. That's not really.
No, bad. I'll be like an hour outside of Seattle, like I'm an hour outside of Philly roughly now. You can get the stuff an hour outside of Seattle.
What's the appeal for you of the state of Washington to live outside Seattle?
Well, I would still go to Seattle, I'm saying, but for nightlife. But I'm saying I would,
well,
I
that's
would,
what I'm asking.
I'll be out there.
The Pacific Northwest country appeal, where's that come from in you?
I went on vacation a couple times out there to Portland and Seattle. I was out there for a wedding and stayed longer.
It's vacation. It means you're coming home from it.
No, I'm saying I really liked it. It was one of the only places I went to. There's only a few places where I went to and said, I took a deep breath and said, I can live here. Like Florida? Nah. Couldn't live there.
See, I went to Berbershire. I said, I liked it. And then for 4 days, I couldn't wait there.
Yeah, I couldn't live there. I couldn't live in New Orleans.
This is what you're misjudging.
No, I couldn't live in New Orleans.
Because every day would be the same for you in the Pacific Northwest.
It'd be nice. I like it. I like it.
Yes. Pineapples are grown in California.
Are they?
Southern.
Southern Cal?
And Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
So.
And Hawaii.
See, I like a pineapple.
Yeah.
Underrated fruit.
Pineapples are great.
They don't get enough love.
They don't get enough love.
Pineapple tree in the Pacific Northwest, maybe you could do that.
Nah, I probably have an apple tree.
I guarantee you, you'd be in your eighth day, and you come out and be raining and go, oh, man. It's the same day over and over again. It's like Groundhog Day out here. That's what you'd be doing in Pacific Northwest.
I like it.
610-632-0975. Archie Bell, without the drills, at 4 o'clock right here on the Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's get an update on Twitter poll. It is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Over 600 votes on this one today. How do you feel going into the All-Star break? 10% say great, 50% say good, 34% say mediocre, and 6% say bad.
All righty. Sounds good. I love the soundbite that you played with Brett.
About the fork?
We discovered some things. We were prepared for the playoffs. Prepared. Love his accent.
Me too.
It's a world-class accent.
It really is.
Boston mixed with a little Australia.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So last night I tweeted something out. It turned out that I was tweeting something, a poignant, poetic catchphrase.
Oh, yeah?
What was it?
I tweeted out, play great, the boo evaporates. In reference to Joel Embiid. And I didn't really know I was rhyming like that.
Right.
I said, play great, the boo evaporates.
Maybe you can get that tatted on you.
No, it's just a message for Joe.
Right.
Played great. You know, last night he had a little fun with it. You know, there was some booze when he came out. And if he scores with a strong follow with the first basket of the game, he's got that going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. And after the game, though, I don't understand why he goes, well, I got to be better, and you got to be better, too. Like, I'm not sure what that means. You got to be better. He's telling the fans to be better.
He's like, saying, boo me.
Well,
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. Because fans are going to be fans. You can't tell the fans they got to be better.
Well, he's...
You can't put conditions on the fan. The fan is the paying customer.
Yeah.
You can't tell them to be better.
He can't do it, but he did it.
He did it. I mean, and it's come on, Joe.
I think he knows he's going to be booed going forward.
He's not going to be booed going forward. He plays like that, and I told you yesterday, play like that, the boos go away.
You know, there was a guy wearing a trade and bum jersey on last night.
Well, okay, now is he wearing it today? You think?
Yes.
No, he's not.
I think
he's
this
not
town
wearing it today.
Turns on people, stop. And then they stay all turned. Right.
I told you, the player always has control. You play like that, that t-shirt's going in the back of the closet.
You know the worst thing? You know how I know it's not true? Because as a kid, now remember, I wasn't alive for the 80 World Series.
Uh-huh.
So I grow up hearing, when I'm a little kid, I get into sports young too.
Mm-hmm.
Smith's still playing. I'm young. Mm-hmm. And everybody hates him. Little did I know, because I never looked it up. It wasn't till you told me decades later that he was World Series MVP, Mike Smith. Yet I was told my entire life that all he did, that 499 of his 500 home runs were solo. He was never clutch. Yet the guy was World Series MVP. Once the people turn, there's no turning them back.
Except he hit like 117 in the NLCS.
But he was World Series MVP. And people hate him.
But
he was World Series MVP.
What my point is to you is that it goes based on performance. If you are a polarizing figure, Schmidt was polarizing.
But he was great.
Darren Dalton wasn't polarizing.
No.
He wasn't a great player.
But he wasn't great.
He wasn't polarizing. Nobody complained about him striking out. Schmidt teased you with greatness. So you expect the greatness every single time out. That's why people got impatient. Like, he hit 117 in the NLCS. They needed heroic performances from everybody else to win that series with four of the games went extra innings. Of the five games.
But baseball's a long game. He comes back and gets him back.
He bounces back. But people, when he hit 117 in LCS, aren't going to embrace you when you're a great player there because they're expecting greatness. This thing you don't understand.
You're looking at him like,
the poor player, he's getting booed. But you got to understand the expectations are set up by the greatness of the player. And now that's, in a way, unfair, but it is what it is.
No, I don't mind. Go ahead and boo. Go ahead and boo. Now, if you think booing helps, you should boo if you're a fan.
Booing does not help.
If you want to boo.
You seem oblivious to, you think that a fan base can be controlled by fundamental logic, and it can't.
Right. I'm deferring to you completely. I think sometimes we turn on people and then that's that.
Well, of course. But we turn on the people because they have teased you with great talent. We don't turn on the mediocre player.
No.
We turn on the player who has greatness in him. It's simple.
Right.
So, like, he plays like he played last night. Nobody's going to boo, and nobody's going to wear bum or whatever the hell it is.
Trade and bum.
That t-shirt's not going to come out. It plays like that every night. You're not going to see that t-shirt. Right. That's why the player always has control. All right. Now, in See, in baseball, you really don't have control. The pitcher has control.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder in baseball. It's easier in basketball when you have that kind of Embiid ability.
Well, yeah, I agree with that.
Right. Have you ever noticed that people act weird around elevators?
Yes.
You can study the weirdest behavior of people in elevators. Like today I come in, right? I'm waiting in front of the elevator. I press the up button. Here comes a guy trundling in. He trundles right behind me.
Yeah.
The button up is lit. He got a barge past me and hit the up button. And what? The up button's on, Holmes. Like, what's that about?
Was he paying attention?
It's lit. The button's lit.
Yeah.
So then the door's open, and, like, I'm the closest to the door, so I walk in. This dude, like, makes a bum rush behind me like he's, like, it's a subway. And he's on my heels, like, getting into it, and he clips my heels.
Yeah, see, I can't have that.
No, that's weird.
It's totally weird. We're good, relax. It's like he was waiting. It was like a subway. The subway's going to close. I'm going to miss the subway type of thing.
What is the distance that you give people before you allow the elevator to close?
Oh, that's an interesting question, because that's the second thing. I will give them to the last second if I can hit the button the right way.
Will you hold the door?
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't hit the right button, though. Here's the thing about me. I don't understand the arrow system.
Yeah, it's a left or the right button. Which one
exactly.
is the close or the open button?
I can't tell the open from the close.
Yeah.
And sometimes you accidentally close it?
Well, no. I mean, like, it takes my brain. First of all, it takes a little bit of process. Second of all, I'm trying to keep it open, and I hit the wrong one, and it closes, and I go... And the people, like, you know,
yeah.
crowd on the other side.
Right.
Can't they make an easier system, like the icon, like a closed elevator door and one that's like open?
Or it should just say open.
The arrow,
open and close.
You have to process the arrow.
You do.
It seems like in 2020, in this day and age, we should be able to come up with a better system than the arrow or the elevator.
What about this one? This only happens to me, where I'm holding the elevator, but... for some reason, the person doesn't want to get on the elevator with me.
Oh, see, now that's
why is that?
I don't know.
That's a whole different.
And
level.
I called a person. I came up. I forgot something, so I immediately go down. The person ended up coming to the same floor as us, but she didn't want to get on the elevator with me. I was like, well, at least if she has the flu or something, I won't catch it.
True.
But yeah, I'm like, huh? That's interesting.
That's weird.
I wonder why.
Have you ever had a person cross the street on you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. That happens
all the time?
It's not all the time. It happens enough to where it doesn't like bother you. You kind of just giggle. I also had the people when I walk by and then lock the doors right when I walk by because I'm going to carjack them at work.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. So, I've had people cross the street on me, though. They seem like I'm going to smell like pasta or something.
Prejudice against Italian
in this day and age. Like they think I'm going to throw a loaf of dough up in the air. They pass me. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's 3:45 on the Mike Missinelli Show on the General Knowledge Wednesday. Yeah, Tara, when I see somebody crossing the street on me, I go, come back. I gotta meet a boss.
Right? Delicious meat. And then they run.
I gotta meet a boss.
Oh no, it's the Italian meatball man again.
That's right. There he is again. Stay away. By the way, we had a food drop today. Papa John's is going into a new area. They're going with Italian flatbread styles. Papadilla. They're made from fresh dough. It's like a fried dough filled with delicious fresh ingredients. An Italian Philly cheesesteak, grilled barbecue, chicken and bacon, or meatball pepperoni for only $6 each. The Philly cheesesteak's Italian flatbread style sandwich made from sliced Philly steak, an original fresh dough, fresh cut onions, green peppers, real cheese made from mozzarella, and the Philly sauce. Then served with a garlic sauce dipping cup. A thanks for the Papa John's food today. General Knowledge Trivia Prize presented by Testa North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision instruments matter. Be sure with Testa. Precision measurements. Be sure with Testa. The General Knowledge Prize that pair take and see Incubus. Coming to the BB&T Pavilion with 311 and Bad Flowers Sunday, August 23rd. You can go to Ticketmaster.com right now to purchase yours. But you can also answer General Knowledge question correctly and you'll qualify for it. And you also qualify for a pair of tickets to Tim McGraw and Luke Combs. They're coming to Citizens Bank Park on Saturday, September 12th. And Luke Combs is one of those names that you can blend. It's either Lou Combs or Luke Combs.
What is it? Luke Combs or
it's Luke?
Luke Holmes?
Combs.
Combs. Combs? Like
Luke
with a C?
Combs. C-O-M-B-S.
Luke Combs.
L-U-K-E.
Combs. Luke.
Classic country name. Luke. Get it?
Well, Tim McGraw with the local ties, though. He's very popular. People love Tim McGraw.
Yeah, everybody loves Tim McGraw.
Yeah, Live Like You Were Dying.
Oh, excuse me?
That's a song.
Yeah, Live Like You Were Dying.
About his dad.
I'm unaware of the song.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah. It's a heartfelt song.
I was going to say, that might be a Mikey Miss.
You might shed a tear with the video. Maybe you need the video, too. You might shed a tear.
I think the song might be enough for him. You never heard it?
No.
You really?
Really?
Well, you got to take a call. We'll play it before the show's over.
I never heard it.
You never heard it?
No.
I heard it. Yeah, he's about his dad.
His dad
with the cancer.
Actually, Tim McGraw made me cry when during Varsity Blues.
Oh, I forgot that he was in that. I felt bad
for his fullback son.
Okay.
Well, wait until you hear the song.
Come out embarrassing the kid.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
What's up, Greg?
Hey, I think we saw a little bit of Lemon Butt from Corky yesterday, huh?
Who?
Corky?
No, listen. He was a little overmatched that game last night.
Yeah.
A little overmatched.
I think they really, hopefully, learned a good lesson that, you know, they didn't rely on threes last night. Hopefully, they figured out that if they work the ball down low, they can win against the best team.
They attacked. The discrepancy of points in the paint last night, they were talking about it on the broadcast. Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something they can take on the road. You know, you can't always hit threes on the road.
You're absolutely right. They haven't been able to play. That was the best game I think these two have played together.
Yeah.
And they got contributions from a lot of other people. But they stayed intense from minute one to the final minute. That was the key.
Did.
And they had to. And in the playoffs, you have to do that. You know, so when their back's against the wall, when they have to do it, except for on the road, they've won some really important games at home. So if that mentality carries over, okay, well, this is the playoffs now, we can't afford to relax 1 minute, well, then they can win a couple series.
Well, when you win enough of those kind of games, hopefully they'll learn that's the effort it takes, you know?
They've won four now against really good teams, division, like top two in the division at home, but they haven't been able to replicate that on the road.
Well, you know, they haven't worked the ball inside that much, though. Some of those other games, they were hitting threes.
Yeah. Now, I got it. They played a really good game last night, both ends. Defensively, they were really active and intense all game long.
Yeah. Yeah, if they can work it inside, you get fouls, and I mean, there's just it's a no lose situation.
Yep, and of course Ben played great.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have Archie. Can Archie join us at four? You know, he can only join us right now. Can he call back at four? Because we got a lot of people waiting at 4 o'clock for him. Okay, ask Archie. We have Archie Bell on the line now. Ask him if we can get him back in like 10 minutes. Because I want to, like, I'll be able to talk to him because we only got five to the break. Can we do that? Hold on a second. Retirement's talking to Archie Bell now. Is that good?
Yeah. I think he's going to call back.
What'd he say?
You can't just squeeze me. We promoted it for 4, so there's a lot of people will tune in at 4 to hear him. So all I don't want to get him on now, and we only got 5 minutes to talk to him.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
If it's good with him.
He said he'll call back in 10 minutes.
All right, cool. All right, we're good. All right, let's go to Ed in the Northeast. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
How you doing?
What's up, Ed?
I'd like to talk about Richardson. I think he's one of the key players in the club. They doesn't get the credit for it. When they were losing the 3 games, the 4 game streak they just had, 3 of them against very good teams, he was hurt with the hamstring and he wasn't able to play. He seems to be back on full health again. And also, I think with Embiid getting that hand better each game, I think they're going to be a lot more formidable team in the future.
I think you might be right. Richardson played really well last night. It's important to have him back. He's a really good player for what they do with their starting five.
Yeah, he steadies the club down, too. He keeps them steady so they don't go.
Yes. Now, that was a different team we saw last night. So the thing is, we got to look at him like, can they be that now from this point on? Yeah, you're listening to your radio here, bro.
I can hear you.
Yeah, you can hear me, but I can hear the radio on in the background. And it's disconcerting. Right, you got to turn that off.
Okay, hold on.
Never mind. Come on, you got to know that. We have a delay, folks. And you can't have, I understand you want to watch yourself on TV, if you watch on TV. But when we hear it in the background, it throws off the conversation. All right, let's go Cher in Southwest Philly. Cher, you're on 97.5.
Hey,
what's up, Cher?
Hey, Mike, listen. Mm-hmm. You think last night Brett actually put his foot down where there's no more sibling rivalry, where did you listen to the press conference? He said, Ben and Joe actually played the pick and roll. It took 50-something games for Brett to make them play the pick and roll, which was obvious they should have done the whole season.
I don't know. He doesn't look like a put my foot down type of guy. Like he respects them to do what he's trying to get done. So
you look at Joe. Like Joe needs motivation. Brett, he can't get it from Brett, so he's going to the media for attention. You know, when you look at Ben and Joe, they didn't have experience. No college experience with a hard-nosed coach. No playoff, no basketball skills enough. Mm-hmm. I like how he had Ben play without the ball last night. Josh Richardson, Furkan, Tobias ran a lot of points. And Ben was off the ball scoring like crazy. Mm-hmm. He really needs to do that. He doesn't need to run point the whole game. He ran it, I'd say, for about a quarter.
Yeah.
And he was marvelous. But a whole game for Ben to run point is too much for him. You agree, Mike?
Well, last night I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they still have to have the ball in his hands to be most effective. Now, when he's got the ball in his hands, he's attacking. And when he doesn't have the ball in his hands,
I agree. You look at Giannis. Giannis didn't have the ball the whole game. He feeds off of it. When Ben has it, it's hot potato threes for people. When Josh and Tobias, or he's controlled, he could pass and set up shooters. Those guys were shooting great shots because it wasn't a 360 spin from Ben or a crazy pass. Those guys had shots they were comfortable with. The guys played the best game I've seen all year last night.
Yes, they did.
Can we do it again? I hope so.
I hope so, too.
So I just wanted to say that, Mike, that you guys are great. Love you guys, and enjoy listening to you every day, all right?
All righty. Thank you so much, Cher.
Okay.
All right. Now, I got my cursor went out on me, so I can't get to the questions for Cher. I was going to give her a general knowledge question. I think the battery... We call engineering.
Wait, what?
I think I get battery on the mouse because I don't have I can't move my cursor. it's a wireless mouse.
So
it has batteries in it, and it's just froze on me. So it probably means it needs new batteries. But therefore, I can't get to my questions.
Right.
So that's a problem.
Yeah.
All right, so Archie Bell will join us in 5 minutes. Right here. Stay tuned. Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.